Men wearing the blue uniform of the New York City Police Department forced their way through the crowd of sunnies to the pile of three bodies lying on the infield of Yankee Stadium. Remo was gone. He had seen the police arriving at the very end of the mass wedding ceremony and had taken off in the opposite direction with Chun. The two masters of Shinanju had left with the Reverend Sun's entourage. It was a testament to the brainwashing techniques the Sunny cult employed that the men and women could ignore all the corpses lying around their makeshift chapel. They stood in their post-wedding euphoria, paying little attention as the police slipped the first body into a black zipper bag. Oddly enough, there were no homicide detectives on the scene. Stranger still, the police who were present used no gloves while handling the corpses. They had merely stuffed the remains into the bags, zipped them up, and moved on to the next body. They could have been state workers collecting litter at the side of the highway. Not one question was asked of the Sunnies. Not one fingerprint was taken. Not one hair or fiber or blood sample was lifted from any of the bodies, the ground, or the stage. Nothing besides the actual collection of the corpses seemed to interest the police. It had taken little time for them to bag up the assassins, as well as the Sunnies who had fallen victim to the single successful gunman. The nine bodies of the hit squad had been brought to the back of an unmarked van. The remains of the more than one dozen slaughtered Sunny cult members had been put in the back of another nondescript vehicle. The vans didn't use a single siren or light to herald their way. Furthermore, they drove off in two separate directions. The bodies of the Sunny victims would turn up over the course of the next 2 days, scattered in a wide area around the East River near Rikers Island and in Flushing Bay near LaGuardia Airport. The remains of the Korean hit squad would show up in a completely different place.